Proverbs 14:25 says, "A true witness delivereth souls, but a deceitful witness speaketh lies." Picture yourself on trial. You've been falsely accused of committing a crime, and all seems hopeless until a witness comes forward to testify that they saw the whole thing and that you did not do what you were accused of doing. Imagine your relief. You'd be overcome with emotion as you avoid serving time in prison or worse, thanks to that true witness that delivered your soul. Sadly, untold numbers have been wrongly convicted by deceitful witnesses who speak lies for various reasons in order to have an innocent person sent to prison. Some do so because they've been paid off or promised a favor of some sort in return for their false witness against the innocent. Others do so out of bitterness and revenge, lying under oath in order to get back at somebody that they believe deserves it. Imagine your horror if it were you standing trial and a witness testified against you and you knew full well they were lying for one reason or another, but the jury and judge finds you guilty based upon that testimony and you go to prison. Can you imagine what that must feel like? Years ago, I was warned against being alone with female minors when working with youth groups. I was told about a 25-year-old youth pastor accused of molesting a 14-year-old girl. He was driving the church van and dropping the kids off, and for some reason, this time the last kid on the van left alone with this youth pastor was that 14-year-old girl, and she accused him of pulling off into a wooded area and molesting her. It was his word against hers. She gave such specific details about the encounter that she was believed. He was convicted. He went to prison and was labeled as a pedophile. His wife divorced him on the advice of her family and even her pastor. This young man lost his freedom, lost his marriage, lost his ministry, until a year or so later when he was visited by his defense attorney and informed that he would be released shortly because that now almost 16-year-old girl had confessed to making it all up. I was told that she had described a sexual encounter with an older boy in her school and she thought she was pregnant, so she made up the story about the youth pastor so she wouldn't get in trouble. She played the rape victim instead of owning up to her own consensual participation in sex with a male minor. And I'm aware of many more such stories. Men on death row, and even some men who are executed, only to be exonerated at a later date when the false witness confessed to speaking lies. For those put to death, it was certainly too late to save them in this life. But even those who were exonerated and freed from death row, think of the irreparable damage done. That's the role that Satan plays. Satan lies, misrepresenting God in his words in Genesis 3, which caused the deception that led Eve and then Adam to fall, bringing the curse of sin and death on all of humankind. We see Satan falsely accusing Job in the book of Job, especially Job 1, 6 through 11, and Job 2, 1 through 5. And Satan's lies and deceptions are repeated throughout the Bible. Satan and his Christ-rejecting children are described by Jesus in John 8:44, where Jesus says, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." But the born-again believer in Jesus Christ has nothing to fear from the false accuser. As Revelation 1:5 says that the book of Revelation comes from the seven spirits of God before His throne and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. One day, the true and faithful witness, Jesus Christ, will finally defeat Satan and all of his own. And Satan is described in his role of false accuser in Revelation 12:10. "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." Don't let false accusers rob you of the eternal promise of God given to those who are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ.